Hey, family, it's Herbert's Viola. Gratitude, gratitude, taking the time to listen to Very Wise Alternatives podcast. I guess in the long run, I'm doing these videos really to get better, to break my own habits, to get better live with being prepared and just speaking from the heart, just seeing if I can do it, to learn to tell stories, to have come back, to have, you know. It's hard just getting on here not having content, but I've learned to just really speak from the heart and speak from a place of, I know what you're going through. I know what's going on. I get it. You have this thing that's going on in your body and, you know, the doctor's telling you the best they can about different medications. And then the medications are making you feel this way. And then your heart is this and you feel this. And, you know, you have a lot going on in your life and you just want some pain and relief. And I get it because that's where I started. That's how I seeked information to get where I'm at, to make sure I see what works. See me, I didn't matter the cost, whatever, take a class, learn about my body. I was like, whatever I need to do, I need to get this pain to cease. So as I'm getting this pain to cease, I'm learning more and more. And it's just incredible with me learning and me growing. Because I was like, man, things have to change. Things need to change for the better. So as I'm changing things for the better, I'm noticing my life getting a little bit better. Yes, the change is hard. The growth is hard. Breaking cycles is even harder. And all you got to do is step by step by step. Do the best you can and do step by step by step by step. And you'll learn how, man, it is getting easier. Oh, it does feel this. Oh, I can, you know, because you'll see that, oh, man, this is not so bad. This is, I mean, you'll be amazed at what your life is like and how you accomplish things and how you, and we're just talking about health, but this health bleeds into so much more that we don't realize. It bleeds into how you treat your family. It bleeds into how you take care of yourself. It bleeds into how you run your business. All your health, we don't really look at it. It bleeds into so many things. Because when you're not feeling good, you want to just stay to yourself, stay by yourself, be alone, alienate everybody out. Or you're probably the opposite. You'll go out and do some catastrophic stuff because you're like, man, I'm going to die anyway. You know, you're having this will to just give up. And I'm here to tell you not to give up. I'm here to tell you to push forward. I'm here to tell you, don't have this thinking to where you're like, well, I got to die this. And you don't. You don't. There's options out there. There's so many options. There's so many people that don't know dairy's bothering their children. So many people that needs to get the information. And you're the only one can get it to them because you can just share the information. Because a lot of stuff we don't know. I mean, to this day, we still got, you know, our children still thinking that dairy is the thing that's going to save them. Dairy. And dairy is the only thing that they can afford to get their kids the milk, because a gallon of milk, you know, I'd rather buy a gallon of milk because it lasts longer, because it can feed more of the family than buying the other alternative milk that's better for their stomach. Even though it has sugar in it, but the milk is tearing them up and tearing their intestines up. So if your intestines inflamed, everything just goes everywhere. And then you're wondering why you're having all these pains and all these difficulties and everything that's going with your body. Like, man, I'm doing this. This is going on. So you just relax. Take the information down. See where your health is leading, you know, and me, pass the information on. And we have to do different things. I don't like to say the word try. I want you to do different things. That is it. I want you to do differently. And then you see your child life is better. Anything to have your child just have a little comfort. I promise you, it's better than you going through what you're going through and not realize what you're going through and not realize it is the milk. A lot of us don't realize it is the milk. And you'd be like, no way. No way that I've been feeding my child dairy all this long time and I didn't realize it was the milk. And I promise you, you're going to feel guilty for a little while, but then you're going to feel, well, at least I found it. At least I found what was really hurting my child. And then you have to forgive yourself, because I promise you, I forgive myself every day from how I fed my children. I have to forgive myself. You know, every once in a while, I feel a little guilty. I feel a little some type of way, but I'm glad that I changed and I talked to them. And I had to realize, because when I went to the doctor and realized that it was the dairy, you know, it was just, you know. And then back in the day, we're talking about in the 90s, they would tell you to take lactose tolerant pills. And you're like, I'm taking lactose tolerant pills. And you're like, okay, so they can do the dairy. But you don't really realize that if you just stop the dairy, that stop everything. But then you don't realize you should stop the meat. And a lot of people are like, well, I love it and I'm not giving up. But if you minimize it, because I don't care what anybody say, when you do that fast and you do that cleanse for those couple of days, or if you end up in the hospital and you're not eating meat in the hospital, and you don't even realize it. You're not eating meat in the hospital. You're doing a whole bunch of fruits and vegetables. Get rid of Iron Family. You're doing a lot of fruits and vegetables, and then you're like, wait a minute. You don't put two and two together until it's too late. You finally put two and two together after you got diagnosed with something heavy. You put two and together, and you realize that the dairy or the meat's been bothering you, and you don't put it together until you're way older, or when you come down with something serious, when you come down with something significant, and you go, wait a minute, she's been telling me this whole time, I haven't, you haven't, I didn't make the connection, and now I have. And then you like, wait a minute. I mean, it's just like flash before your eyes, and you like, man, I should have just listened. I mean, I say this all the time. Now, you can come back from anything, because Dr. Sabi already showed you AIDS, herpes, all that is just your body reacting to something you've eaten. And now you have some parasites that's not trying to let go of your body. So sometimes we have to know when the duck flower is necessary. I mean, some things get a hold of you. And you like, man, it's not letting go. So sometimes, you know, it's okay to go to Honduras. That's if they still practicing and doing what Dr. Sabi did. Because, you know, they know the secrets. They know the secrets. And, you know, not saying who's real and who's fake. But it's worth a try when you see that's what they're using to clear mucus out your body. And just know. If you know if it's a lotus flower, it's a duck flower, whatever flower that they're saying using, then you get the product, use it for yourself, do the meditation, make sure you got clean water, however you can, have the cleanest water, because, you know, truth be told, you're like, man, I don't even trust the water. Well, I don't either. Because if you've been lied to all this time, how you going to trust what sometimes some of the people say, you know? That's what we got to look at. Because when you have someone great in your life, somebody's always out for their demise, because they're the gatekeepers and they're trying to hold you down. A lot of times we don't realize that. We don't realize that to the end. But like, man, you was a snitch the whole time. Man, you didn't care. I mean, it's wild out here. You know, everybody think, oh, my family gonna be wealthy because I'm doing something evil. Yeah, y'all keep following the devil. That money ain't gonna last too long, because you're gonna be spotted out. And yeah, I get it. But that paper soon is not gonna be worth anything. Y'all already see with the demise, how they saying the demise, or whatever they trying to do to is Ish and all these other places and who's doing what to who. All that's showing right in your face. All that's showing right in your face. So when it comes to health and when it comes to truth over facts, I will go to truth any day, because they're always coming out with something to show how Dr. Sabi didn't do this, Dr. Sabi didn't do that. I mean, a man's not here. What we got to do is use what works for us. And I mean, what works for us where the pain is alleviated, you know? Like I was telling the young lady the other day, you know, if you don't want to give up the meat, ain't nothing wrong with you doing those life wave patches. Nothing wrong with you doing those life phase patches. If you want relief and if you want your body to do what it needs to do, these patches already been proven in so many studies. But you have to take the product yourself. Regardless of anything and everything, who tells you how you get it, you got to take the product yourself. Because if I keep telling about my mom, yeah, I'd be like, shut the front door. And I just share the story. I just share the story because I'm not missing the next big thing. Because, like, this company has already been proven for the last 20 years. The last 20 years. And y'all can say what y'all want and feel what you want. But I'm going to go with these patches each and every day. I'm going to go with the herbs each and every day. I'm going to go with the Most High. I'm going to go with my Father. Because, yeah, I have God as, you know, this He. And it's a being. And that's the being that's inside of us to have us walking around. But a lot of us choose devil. Because y'all want to say herb is devil worship, but you don't realize what you're choosing in your health. Because at the end of the day, when it comes down to you getting diagnosed, what you want to go with, facts? Or you want to go with the truth? The cold hard truth of what Dr. Sabi did, what Dr. Layla Africa did, with Yaki Awakens doing and keep doing and proving over and over again. But you have other people in your ear telling you other things. Now, why would they give him an honorary a doctorate? I mean, this man is proven to heal so many people. Hold on, family. I'm closing up the iron board. He's proven to do so much and still proven to do so much. But we still doubt. And that's why I said, don't be afraid to ask. Don't be afraid to, you know, do what you need to do to take care of your health. Because a lot of us, you know, we get stuck on stupid. I mean, because I was stuck on stupid. I was like, man, this, and you fighting against this. And like, what are you fighting for? Just let it work. Clear that mind. That's all I'm asking you each and every day. Clear that mind. You clear that mind, you good to go. Clear that mind, because a lot of us are not clearing our mind. And you watch some of these movies be telling you plain as day what to do. Open your mind. Open your mind. Man, if you're watching these movies, you open your mind to subject to so much, but you're not looking at they're telling you what they're doing. That's the reason why we got the movies. The movies not to entertain you. So I go just to see what they're doing. I said, let me go see what they're doing. Let me go. So I'm a movie fanatic and I go in there, peep out movies. I love movies. And I'm like, this is going to take care of my health. This is what this is. And however I go, you know, I want to leave a legacy behind so I can impact. And the thing is, impact lives to where y'all can share this information and pass it on. Share this information and pass it on. You have to be open to these herbs. You have to be open to let it work. Because when you keep putting other stuff in your body, and they're already telling you over and over how the food is being printed and how this and bio that, and you're like this and that. You just gotta look at what works and what's not working, what's gonna actually go in there and take care of all that misery that's going on in your body. And that's what we have to look at. Look at all that misery that's going on in your body. When you check all that misery going on in your body, your life changes. You're like, wait a minute, this is this and this. And you look at this and this, and you challenge yourself with this and this. You're like, man, what in the world? That part. And that's the part we have to look at. That's the part we have to go through. That's the part that we have to make sure that we're being taught. correctly. That's why it's good to be talked by Big Mama. Big Mama gonna tell you common sense and tell you, boy, if you don't get sit your behind down, that girl, this it, and they tell you the truth. But we lead with the fleshly heart, and we see so much stuff on in the TV, and then at the end, Big Mama and Papa was telling you the truth, and we didn't realize it because we thought we was grown and we thought we knew the answer. Because I'm gonna tell you, love is addiction. Love is addicted. Love is addiction. But that's what you want. I'd rather be addicted with love instead of addicted with all these lies and taking this food. And then when you get hurt and then your mind goes someplace else, then you want to take something harder. And this is how we get victimized and end up taking, you know, hard drugs, because we didn't feel love and the love hurt. And grandma was right. If you took the time and learned the lesson, you'll know how to be able to handle a relationship, handle sex, handle all the stuff that you did. Because most of the time, when you first had your first sexual experience, it was like you regretted it. You regretted it because we wasn't emotional mature. We didn't know how to love. There's so much stuff going with our parents that we have to forgive them. And I wish I would have learned earlier that they are human. They're going to make mistakes. They're doing the best they can, and they lead them with love. A lot of times your parents, when they choose some stuff, they choose stuff from heartbreak and reaction. And you don't realize that. And we don't realize that they're human too. You know, we look at them as gods, and we need to look at them as humans. I mean, my daughter had to tell me that, because I would tell them, I would like, look, mommy made this mistake. And she'd be like, mom, why you keep doing that? Why you do? And I'm like, no, I want to make sure that you guys know that, you know, I was human, but I want y'all to forgive, because the forgiveness piece is the key. The forgiveness piece is the key. And the forgiveness piece is what we didn't learn. We haven't learned to do right, but we know how to forgive. It's just that we're not letting go. And we're making our life a little bit harder because we're not letting go. We're not really healing ourselves and taking ownership of exactly what happens to us. We just like, well, I forgive you. But you bring it up and bring it up, 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 bring it up. And you keep going there, keep doing it, going there. And you're like, I forgive. And I'm like, no, you didn't. You're like, I forgive. I got to know you didn't. And that's the thing we go through back and forth. And then we lash out on the people that didn't even do anything to us. And men do the same thing to women. Women do the same thing to men. And we don't realize we're doing it till the end. Like, man, I realize I did that. I didn't realize I was doing it. You don't realize till later. You don't realize all your mistakes till after you really take a look at yourself. That's why I say take ownership. Look at what you're doing. Look at what you're saying to people. Look how you're treating people. Because in the treatment, all that stuff comes out. You're like, man, I didn't know. And then you're trying to forgive and you're trying to have them look at you in a different. But no, you done scarred them. You done showed them, they call you this evil. And then you always hear, well, one man's treasure is another man's this, because a person got better. And it's the thing that I said, if we forgive and people get better, if they get better, you stay with them. But if they doing the same crap, you better run. And I know it sounds, you know, that's the way it is. Just like when you got somebody that abused you got somebody that hits you, you better stay far away. I'm just saying, if you talking about they change, Let them go through three other relationships, and they go through three relationships, and they didn't hit you. Let them stay, because sometimes you can't come back from that. You know, I know when I spanked my kids hated me for that. My daughters still hate me. You know, it comes out every once in a while. You know, because I spanked their butt. We taught our children. We were taught to hit. We were taught, and sometimes some children, you know, a belt isn't the answer. And you learn that the hard way. You learn that the hard way. But look, love, peace, and light, family. I'm going to get ready to end this podcast. But I just want you to know I love you. I care. There's so many people out there that's rooting for you, that care about you. I am. Look for other herbalists. Listen to what they have to say. I don't mind. stage is so big. I don't mind if you have byproducts with somebody else. I'd rather you get the education. People like, you giving money away like that? Yeah. Why not? Your body's still going to be the same. You're going to get the same result. You know, that stuff could have been a little stronger, a little weaker. But if you stick with the herbs and stick with taking care of your body's going to eventually get better, because you're giving it what the body needs. You know, you're giving it what the body needs. So trust in yourself. Trust in your heart.
If you need to break a cycle, break a cycle. If you need to change things, change. And that's what we have better. Learn to change. Learn to grow. We're in the growth season. We're already seeing they lying. We're already seeing, you know, we just don't know all of the who that's doing it, you know. But we have our suspicion. We have our, you know, what we have in our hearts. Because when you realize that you're feeling some type of way, that's your body telling you, yo, that's what it is. And sometimes, you know, you have to trust your gut. A lot of times we don't trust our gut. We just be going out, oh, it's that, I love, you know. And we already know love is blind. We already know love is blind. But y'all research everything I say. I research everything I say because, you know, we need to be doing the truth instead of some facts and stuff like that. And I know I show studies because I rather get something from a word of mouth because they experience it. I'm telling you things through experience. Through experience, not know, oh, I think. You know, when I say I think, that's when you should really check it for yourself, because I want you to think for yourself. I want you to be critical through the information. But don't be so up where, you know, fear is what's keeping you away. Because you already been doing the medication. Just think, you've been doing the medication for over 20, 30 years. Because I know I'm in my 50s. And I've been talking to people that's been on the same medication for 50 years and haven't changed. And they be like, well, the doctor got me on this. Yeah, because your body done got used to it. And you're like, well, if I change now. I'm like, you change now what? Oh, I may die. I was like, if you keep on, you're slowly killing each and every organ in your body, and then you wonder why you need this surgery and a new medication. People don't realize that you end up using a new medication because the whole time you was tearing up your kidneys, and then your liver said, well, I'm giving out. This your liver, it said, look, I've been fighting and pushing and tugging and trying to get you to stop, and I've been showing you, and this is getting worse, and that's getting worse. Now your eyesight, and you keep getting extra glasses, and now your teeth is this, and they got need dental work, and then they said, well, let me check your thyroid. You be like, my thyroid? Yeah, because you was on this medication this long, and I'm telling you, other organs starts being affected, but your other organs was already in trouble. They just got tired, and like, well, I can't do it no more. I've been fighting and detoxing. Your body fights for you every night. Your body fights for you every night. And we still don't get it right. We're like, dang, I done let this happen. I done let that happen. Yes, we're letting things happen. And all I'm saying is, you know, have your body do something else. So, no one's making you do what you do. But all I said is, be open and trying something new. That's it. Just be open and try something new. I tell people all the time, be open and try something new. Because it'll probably be the best thing that you ever did with your body. But look, love, peace, and life, family. I ain't here to convince you. I'm just here to guide you and show you that there's other alternatives. Because when I learned the Herbalist Cream, there's other alternatives, I was like, say word. And then it was to where I didn't need any of that medication. I realized I didn't need any of that medication. Because I saw what they used and how they used it. And I was like, man, that's all I need to do. Because when that pain was easing, and then when I didn't do the preservatives, I was like, hold up, wait a damn minute. And that's all that was. I was like, yo, I cannot believe it. Because when y'all find out what's relieving the pain, you find out what was really the culprit, you be like, wait, that's it. That's it. That is it. But love, peace, and life, family. Gratitude for taking the time to listen to Very Wise Alternatives podcast. And until tomorrow, keep growing, family. Peace.